Track 11, David Clayton. So far, this has been an extremely wet June, so it's appropriate that David will talk about weather forecasting. Here he is.
We were always told that broadcasting the weather on BBC local radio was hugely important. A national weather forecast could be a bit vague for Norfolk, couldn't it? But a local forecast would home in on the area where you lived. So great prominence was given to the weather forecast. And as a presenter, you'd often have to read the weather forecast out. And there were lots of things you could trip up over. Mostly it was things where you could switch the initial letters round. Patchy fog wasn't a particular problem. Patchy mist was. And I think, although there's never a recording to prove it, I got the letters the wrong way round once. So reading out the weather, very important, and you have to get it right. I also read it out when I was doing Look East on the television, and we do the lunchtime news, and often just after 1 o'clock you'd read the news and then you'd read the weather forecast. The weather forecast was written to last about 30 seconds, but you could chop it off after about a couple of lines and save 20 seconds if you're running late. And I used to read the weather out, and I remember walking into Norwich on a sunny day after doing the news, wandering around the shops to buy something, and somebody stopped me and said, "Hey, David, what's the weather forecast?" I said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "Well, I've just seen you reading it on the telly." And of course, when you're reading it, you don't remember it because you've got an earpiece in and lots of people talking to you. But I've broadcasted all sorts of severe weather. I was up all night broadcasting when there were floods that were going to almost deluge Great Yarmouth, but in the end didn't. I had to stay on air all night because of the danger to the public. A great privilege to do. But I did make a Radio 4 programme about the weather, a good subject. Everyone will talk about the weather. We went all over the country to talk to various people, and the producer said to me, "Look, you like Yorkshire, why don't you go and meet Bill Foggett in Thirsk in Yorkshire?" He was a bit of a legend, because Bill Foggett and his father and his grandfather and great-grandfather had kept informal diaries of the weather around that part of the country. So there were all these books that you could go back into and trace the weather, which allowed Bill to be a predictor of weather, and he often got it more right than the weathermen. So back in 1985, when there was going to be, well, the weathermen were saying, "Well, this thaw is never going to come, it's going to be an Arctic winter." And for some reason, the local paper rang up Bill Foggett, who they knew was a bit of an amateur weather forecaster, and said, "Bill, how long is this freeze going to last?" And Bill said, "Well, I think it'll be over by Thursday." And what do you know? It was. He was right. The weather forecast, the Met Office, were wrong. All he'd done was he'd looked in his garden and seen a mole poking its nose through the soil. And he said that was a sign. And he based all his weather predictions on what snails were doing, what moles were doing, what that pine cone looked like. Was there some erratic sheep behaviour? And he used to get it largely right. But in a sense, it didn't matter. He was a bit of a go-to person for the news media if they wanted a story on the weather. So he got it right in 1985, and they'd keep ringing him up. And he would go to his local pub, the Three Tuns in Thirsk, sit in the corner, and people like farmers would come up to him and say, "Hey, Bill, what's the weather going to be like?" Bill would go, "Well, buy me a pint and I'll tell you." So he'd sit in the corner and get merry all night with giving weather predictions. But when I went to see him, I was told that he had these wonderful records in these old books. So I said to him, "Where are all your old books, Bill?" "Oh," he said, "over there in a drawer." I pulled the drawer open. There's these scruffy old ledgers all falling apart in which were all these weather records. So whatever he had didn't particularly matter. He was just entertaining and was on Yorkshire television regularly forecasting the weather. Sadly, he's no longer with us, but what a character. So if you want to know what the weather's going to do, can you see a mole poking its head above the soil? And what are the sheep doing?
Well, David, I don't think there are any moles in my garden. So how am I supposed to know what the weather forecast is? Perhaps we need a mole in the Met Office.